I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
See if the referee gives us one more charge downfield. Tied 2-2 at Energizer Park. Rolled out to Yarrow. Right side. And that's all she wrote. It's over tonight. The final barbecue of the 2025 regular season. Final score, St. Louis City 2. Sporting Kansas 2.
Well, City loses on, and they don't lose. They ended in a tie on what basically a loss. They were winning 2-0, and then they blew the lead late, and they have not won in several weeks now. Hopefully that will change tomorrow when they are on the road, and it is time to welcome in one of the broadcasters for City SC, also the Academy Director, Dale Schilly, is with us on KMOX. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, What does barbecue mean?
Yeah.
Barbecue. Well, yeah. Barbecue is, it's the battle. It's the battle between two of the top barbecue places in the country. And a derby is a match between two local teams. So In Europe, when, let's say, two teams are from London, they're playing each other, that would be called a derby match.
Oh.
Well, we don't have two teams in St. Louis or two teams in Kansas City, but we're from the same region, so we'll call this a derby, and it's basically a rivalry match, so it kind of works. Barbecue, I would hope you guys would catch on
now
to it.
Now I get it.
I'm getting it.
I knew it had something to do with the barbecue, but
yeah.
I didn't know what a derby was.
Yeah.
So that's a little more clever than I expected it to be, Dale.
Well, you know what? I spent a lot of time on it.
Come on, be honest. The first time Joey said it, you looked over and went, what?
What?
Actually, Joey borrowed it from me.
Oh, really?
I had a moment of creativity. Doesn't happen often.
Great work.
Maybe you'll win an award.
Because it's more of something Joey would have come up with.
Yeah, that does sound like something Joey would come up with.
It's a little short. For something Joey would come up with. Like, it's too
That's
concise.
True. Yeah, it's not not long enough.
It's not pithy.
It's not as verbose.
It's pithy.
I love listening to Joey and Dale Schilly on the call on Y98.
Dale, they tied again.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
Yeah, I think Joey said that on the air. No.
What the hell, man?
I mean, honestly, that would be great broadcasting. Like, what the hell? City just tied again. Unbelievable. Make a decision,
that was a
win
tough
or
one.
Lose.
That's what
we were up.
Dale, so you're the analyst, right? You know how analysts a lot of times will jump in when something exciting happens. They're like, oh, I want you. The next time they give up the lead, I want you in the background while Joey's making the call to go, what the hell?
Or because it's soccer. Bloody hell.
Bloody hell. Yeah, do that one.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm going to be held to a high standard, so I'll have to fill it.
All right.
But you know what? Maybe I won't have to. Maybe we'll pull out the victory this week and won't have the opportunity.
Well, okay. So you brought up cities like London and so forth that have multiple teams. Have you been to a ton of games in Europe, like Premier League or the Bundesliga?
I have, yeah. I've been fortunate to have taken a lot of youth teams overseas,
wow,
both to South America and to Europe, and have seen my share of games. Been really lucky.
Well, can you describe some of that atmosphere? I had a friend who went to like a Premier League game, and he said, maybe it wasn't Premier League because I think it was different countries, but he said the chants were like brutal. Like they go back to like to world history, like World War II chants, really horrible things about people dying.
Yeah. So one that stands out to me, it's very clever. was Arsenal, which is a team from London, versus mm-hmm. Liverpool. This is 15, 20 years ago, and Liverpool had an interim coach, or they called him a caretaker coach. He was rounding out the end of the year for Liverpool, and he had a big nose. And whenever he stood up, this is the truth, you can't make this up, whenever he stood up to coach, the Arsenal fans would start singing Sit Down Pinocchio.
Oh, and my gosh. It's so personal.
If you want me to sing it, it's Sit Down Pinocchio, Sit Down Pinocchio, Sit Down Pinocchio. Yeah.
Like, how can you not love that? I think that's the side of soccer that we should really be promoting more in the United States.
Just hateful personal insults? Why are our supporters so boring? They're not doing any personal insults.
We need to find, like, the next time we play stupid Sporting KC, we need to find their deepest, most personal insecurities and then start chanting.
Oh, my God.
And just destroy their self-esteem.
Yeah, you cannot.
Pinocchio.
Anybody sitting
you'll
in the supporter
the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Like, you can go to the city website and you can find all the chants.
Yeah.
I need some of them to get more vile.
They need to get more personal.
Yes.
Yes.
Doesn't have to be swear words.
I mean, I do think
that's right.
Yeah. No, it doesn't have to be swear words. Like in Boston, I went to a first round game between the Boston Bruins and the Toronto Maple Leafs. I can't even say on air the chance that they were so vulgar.
Oh,
but to me, that's not as creative as singing. Again, maybe like I know in soccer, they in Europe, especially like the Premier League, I mean, there are TMZ paparazzi following these guys all around. You know, if someone had a breakup, maybe someone's mom was estranged. you could really drive the dagger in.
Well, I think
your
the Pinocchio
doesn't
chant.
Love you.
Damn. You find out if a guy's been orphaned, and then you. Oh man. Well, hey, I'm just. Hey,
you took it too far.
We're trying to dig deep here, aren't we?
I think this should be our new passion
we're trying to win.
Project.
We're trying to win. Get into the heads of the opponents.
Yes. Dale, I'm going to be singing that song all
I
weekend.
Love it.
Yeah, that's my hope. That was the goal.
That's absolute best. All right, so tell us about Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota, you know, in the upper half of the table, they're a good team. Have some athletes that will challenge us in the back because they're just have some good attacking athletic players. But it's a game that you know, we've been coming along. We're starting to score some goals. You know, it's a game that we could get the result. And what's interesting is we play them back to back. So we play them Saturday evening up there. We'll come home and then we'll travel again on Tuesday and go up again and play them on Wednesday in the Open Cup match. I think that will be part of the discussion, I think, that we had last time, which is
too much soccer,
confusion between league matches.
Oh. Too much soccer in not enough days. Guys can't rest.
And you know what? Speaking of songs, in Minnesota, if they get a shutout, mm-hmm. the supporters that stand behind one of their goals will sing the song Wonderwall.
Wait, what?
The Oasis song.
Yeah.
They'll sing it.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah,
the wall of the goal, you know, like brick wall kind of thing.
Wonderwall. If they get the shutout, then they'll sing Wonderwall at the end of the game.
Wow.
With the players. It's pretty interesting.
There's a texter who said to 314-436-7900, we can't be more vile because all we do is lose and tie. That's not very nice.
Well, no, That's when you get to be more vile.
No, because all they have to do is say, point to the scoreboard and say, scoreboard.
It's not their fans. They don't have enough fans, DL, scoreboard.
Why, Dale, does City continually give up late goals? What's happening there?
Yeah, this was this was just, it's just bad. I want to say just a mistake defensively. And
you can say bad.
Yeah. And then, you know, just that restart goal was one that, that's a moment where you have to be organized and everything is set and you should be a little sharper there. I will say this, that on that second goal, I think Roman, when he's in midseason form, the goalkeeper, Roman Berkey, deals with that either on the cross or the shot. But this was his first game back. He needs a few games to get under his belt to be sharpened up again. But, yeah, those late goals will kill you. And particularly that one, we had the chance to win the game. We had two or three chances to go 3 or 4-0 up, and it would have ended it. We could have sang, but we didn't finish our moments, and we left the game hanging in the balance, and then we give up the late goals.
So if you're the coach, and I mean, you know what's going on, you know what's wrong. The fans know what's wrong. It's unacceptable. What do you say in the locker room? Like, how do you change things?
Yeah, it's a hard at this stage because of the you know, the winless streak is, mm-hmm. you know, now it's what, 2 months, 9 games, I think, is where it's at. It's a hard message, and you only can say it so often before it just falls on deaf mm-hmm. ears, and you can only yell and scream so often before it falls on deaf ears. So, yeah, you're just trying to pull the guys through it, and it takes the coach, and it takes the players, and it takes the leadership of the guys to help bring them through it. But yeah, you're doing whatever you can to get over that hump. And look, I thought we were over it when we scored the second goal against Sporting the other day. As fortunate as that goal was, where we shot it, it deflected off of one of our players and completely redirected into an open goal because the goalkeeper had moved to save the original shot. I thought, finally, we're getting the breaks that we need. And, yeah, then the tables turned in the second half.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dale, where should this team be? We, like the Blues, right? Going into the season, we didn't know if they would be a playoff team. Was it some kind of transition year? So you know, sometimes there are teams that are championship teams, other times there are question marks. But where do you think they should be? They only have 2 wins this season.
Yeah, I would say that considering where we are physically with all the injuries, I would say we're you know, a little below where I thought, but considering the injuries, you can't be surprised. But when we get the guys back, we should be able to start climbing the table. I mean, we need Totlin back. We need Kessler back. We need Leuven back. We need to get the guys healthy again so that we can, you know, start to match up better with the teams. Now, we're starting to get these guys back. Chris Durkin was out running. He trained last week. Hopefully we'll see him in one of these Minnesota games. Kessler got 15 minutes the other night for the first time in a couple of months. Totlin was close to getting back in. He had a little bit of a setback, but I know he's getting closer. So just being able to get healthy bodies back is key. And once we get them back, I think we can make a push. We're only 6 points out of the playoff line. Which is a fair amount this early, but also because it's this early, we have more time to catch, you know, to get on the good side of the winning and losing and make some ground up.
The amount of injuries they've had this year, and they had them a lot last year, is this unusual, the sort of injury trouble they've been having?
Yeah, I would say so. And it's just some of them are, you know, injuries that you'd like to think could be avoided. Some of them, you know, are just random injuries. Roman taking a shot that, you know, somebody hit hard and then happened to break his hand. You know, so we've had those. Like Chris Durkin the other day could have played the other night, and in practice he, you know, hit with somebody or slipped or whatever, fell, landed on his knee and re-injured it. Not in a major way, but in a way that he needed to stay out for another week and not participate in the game. There's just been some of those weird knocks that have set us back. And yeah, it's really unfortunate this year. I mean, I don't know that I've ever seen anything quite like it.
All right, tomorrow night against Minnesota, it will be City SC. The kickoff is at 7:30. Dale Schilly will be on the call on Y98 along with Joey Zanaboni. And as we say goodbye here, a texter says that their two favorite European soccer chants are when England fans chant against Germany, two World Wars and one World Cup. The other English chant is when your team is destroying the other team and they say, can we play you every week?
Oh,
that's great. I love it, man. They got the English have it down, man. They know what they're doing. All right,
they got
Dale,
it down.
We'll be listening tomorrow.
Thank you. All right, keep singing the song.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week, too. Dale Schilly is the City SC Academy Director, and he has the call on Y98. It's Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji. When we come back. Sit down, Pinocchio. That's not nice. That is so
personal. What if they called you fat face? Like, sit down, fat face.
Hey there, fat neck. Sit down. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX. Sit down,
Pinocchio. Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.